you've just woken up, we've got the news that the cathedral at Notre Dame in Paris, the famous cathedral, yes, the Hunchback of Notre Dame Cathedral, is on fire and, I mean, completely ablaze.
Oh,
the thing looks like it's going to be gutted.
Incredible.
It's one of the absolute landmarks that you go, one of the iconic landmarks in Paris. It dates from the 1100s, so the 12th century, so more than 850 years old.
It's sad.
It is very sad. Mm. An Australian tourist, David White, is over there right now, and he visibly saw the fire at the cathedral. And we've got him. David, good morning.
Good morning.
So, good morning. David, were you sort of in the city or somewhere close when the inferno at Notre Dame started, or did you just hear about it on the news and decide to go for a bit of a squiz?
No, my partner and I actually were just leaving, or we had just left the Eiffel Tower and were walking along the Seine River, or the Seine, when we saw the smoke. Some American tourists said that the Notre Dame Cathedral was on fire. We then went to the nearest footbridge across the Seine, which was the Pont de la Concorde, and look, we could see it as clearly as, I suppose, you can see the MCG from the Eureka Tower.
Yeah,
wow.
The
flames were.
Yeah,
carried on.
Yeah. Go on. What was it like?
It was actually quite surreal because, you know, we've all seen smoke from fires, but to stand probably a kilometre away at the most on a bridge and look at something as famous as Notre Dame flaming. You could see the flames above the bell towers. We were on the opposite side of the fire from the two bell towers, but through the middle of the two bell towers, the flames were as clear as the nose on your face. I put a couple of videos on Facebook and some Twitter videos, and you can clearly see what was happening. It was very surreal.
Yeah, it's weird to be in a place like that, I suppose, that's so well known, looking around you and just seeing landmarks all around you.
Yeah.
But then to see something like that happen is just so extraordinary.
And especially at this time of year, with Easter coming up, the bridge got very full with locals who just wanted to stop and take photos, and there were lots of people in tears.
Yeah,
there would have been.
My partner speaks fluent French, and she's been here a few times. She was in tears, and to see the people around us in tears, it was quite emotional. It's nothing but, it wasn't really something you want to boast about putting on Facebook, but it's something historic because it's a building that's been there for centuries, and it was. We were hoping to get there Wednesday.
Oh, and you hadn't even
you
been to
seen
look
it
at
yet.
It.
No, we arrived here in Paris Sunday morning, so it was on the agenda. It's meant to rain here tomorrow, so we planned to go there first thing Wednesday.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Unfortunately.
Very sad.
Yeah,
and
really
it
sad.
Dates back, you know, more than 800 years, and it looks in a terrible mess at the moment. Well, David, thank you so much for that. It's certainly an experience while you're on holiday.
Yeah, something that, we'll certainly remember for the rest of our lives, that's for sure, yeah.
David White, thank you so much, mate. Really appreciate it.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.